Questions 31 through 34. Look at the questions. Then listen to part of a lecture in a sociology class.
When we meet people, we instantly form impressions of them. We decide, for example, whether we like them, whether they're threatening, whether they're likely to be intelligent, or any number of other things. We do this routinely, and mostly automatically, within seconds. And most of how we reach our conclusions about people is based on their appearance, no surprise there, but also, as it turns out, on patterns and stereotypes that we've acquired during our lives. For example, if you see a teenager come running down the street with a backpack, do you see a teen criminal running from the scene of a crime? Or a kid racing to catch the bus to get to school? If you see a man dining alone in a restaurant, do you see a loser with no friends? Or a man on vacation or a business trip? The point is, we all have thousands of labels in our heads that we shift through and apply to other people. And the interesting thing is that these first impressions, these labels, continue to color and influence our thinking about people, even when their later words and actions contradict our initial opinion. We also tend to favor people whose looks and clothing styles resemble or are similar to our own. And of course, we generally think more positively about good-looking, attractive people. Although we react negatively to people who we think are too good-looking. In fact, one study found that in criminal trials, very good-looking defendants were often given longer prison sentences. But in general, we tend to have favorable views of attractive people.